So inshallah we will continue the translation and the meaning of these ayat. قَالَ نُوحُ الرَّبِّ إِنَّهُمْ عَصَوْنِي. If you remember the previous ayat and you know the story of Nuh alayhi salam, that he worked very hard for not only 50 or 40 years but 950 years, right, almost a millennium. Now he is submitting his report to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then his recommendation. So in his report he is saying, قَالَ نُوحُ الرَّبِّ, Nuh alayhi salam, he said, O my Lord, إِنَّهُمْ عَصَوْنِي, these my people, indeed they have always disobeyed me. عَصَوْنِي, disobeyed me, they have opposed me always. وَاتَّبَعُوا, and they followed not me, but whom? They followed the one whose wealth and his children did not increase anything but the loss. وَاتَّبَعُوا, they followed من, the one whose wealth, لَمْ يَزِدْهُ مَالُهُ وَوَلَدُهُ, and his children did not increase him anything save the loss. إِلَّا خَسَارَ.
What is يَزِدُ?
I will go word by word, inshallah. Okay, now what is the meaning of qala, the very first word?
Said.
He said. Yeah, who said? Nuh is the five. So, it's very common in Arabic, say, qala Allahu, qala Rasulu, qala fulanun. That means said. So, Nuh said. So, Nuh is the five. Rabbi, Rabbi means?
My Lord.
Oh, my Lord, right. Innahum.
Indeed
they. So inna is indeed whom they. Asawni.
They rejected me.
Disobeyed me. So asaw, disobeyed, ni, me. So. Wattaba'u.
They followed.
And they followed. Man.
Who.
Lam yazidhu.
Did not increase them.
Whose wealth did not increase. So yazid means increase. Lam yazid, did not increase.
Wealth is mal.
Whose wealth, yes. So who is the pronoun? Maluhu, his wealth. Wa waladuhu, and his children. Illa khasara, except the loss. And they followed those people who were always completely indulged in materialistic life. They had the false pride, arrogance, because they had the, they made the wealth and their children source of their false pride. So they were misguided people, and all of those who followed them, they also became misled. So instead of following me, they followed them. And they disobeyed me, right? وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا كُبَّارًا, and they conspired, they made the conspiracies, they made the plots and the plans. وَمَكَرُوا, makar is deceiving, right? مَكْرًا كُبَّارًا,
a big,
immense conspiracy. Okay. وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ, and the leaders among them, they said to all their followers, you do not give up your false gods. Your gods meaning they are all fake gods. لَا تَذَرُنَّ, do not give them up, and keep worshipping your gods. Do not leave. So tadaru means to leave. La tadarunna, do not leave your gods. Wala tadarunna waddan wala suwa. Now you all know it is very famous whenever it comes to the story of Nuh alayhi salam. So at his time there were five fake gods, false gods, and they were very known. And these were the names of these five gods. So they said, do not leave Wad. One was Wad. The second is Suwa. The third is Yaghuth. The fourth is Ya'uq. And the fifth is Nasr. So they say, never leave Wad or Swa or Yahus or Yahuk and Nasr. Keep worshipping them. So the whole, you know, nation, all of them, except only few of the Mu'mineen, they were always doing all these worships. وَقَدْ أَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fact is that all these people, they are not only misguided themselves, that they misguided many others. Because these elite class of the society, they are always the one who not only themselves are misguided, but they have very influential people. So because of their influence, other people are also misguided.
So dallu means
waqad adallu, they misguided.
Misguided.
Yes. Adallu. Yes, adallu. It's from like dalal. We say well, dalin. Misguided people. Right. Yes. وَقَدْ أَضَلُّوا. So they have misguided كَثِيرًا. Many. A lot. وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا ضَلَالًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not increase now for these wrongdoers, for these ظالمين, except error. Leave them in error. وَلَا تَزِدْ. Do not increase. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now these people, they do not deserve any of your rahmah, any of your mercy. I have tried my best, I worked very hard for 950 years. They do not deserve any guidance. Now what they deserve? More error. So leave them in error. This is the same thing, like we say the khatib in the khutbah, man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves someone in error, there is none who can guide him. So the same concept. وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا ضَلَالًا. Do not increase anything to the ظَالِمِينَ except more error. مِمَّا خَطِيئَاتِهِمْ أُغْرِقُوا فَأُدْخِلُوا نَعْرًا. Now this is the consequences for their all evil doings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made his decision on the report and the recommendation of Nuh alayhi salam, and finally what happened, that doomsday came, and Allah says because of their mistakes, mimma, because khati'atihim, there are many wrong things, mistakes. So khati'at is the plural of khati'ah. Khati'ah is one wrong thing and one sin. Khatiyat, so many sins. So because they kept doing all those sins, their life was full of the sins and rebellious life. So because of all those things, what happened? Ughriqu, they were drowned. You know that the flood at the time of Nuh alayhi salam, it came and they all have drowned in that. Ughriqu. فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا. And then what happened? That they all will be put into the fire, into the hellfire. So the hellfire, al-ayyazu billah, is their abode now. فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا. So udkhilu means entered. فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا لَهُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنصَارًا. So they did not find for themselves. لَمْ يَجِدُوا, did not find. Lahum, for themselves, min dunillahi, beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ansara, any helpers. So ansara, this is the plural of nasir. Nasir, the one who is the helper, who is supporter, who is the protector. So they did not find any protectors, any supporters, any helpers for themselves, to protect them from this punishment, from this torment of the hellfire. So basically, this is the message directly to the people of Makkah at that time, because they were the first addressee of the Quran at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they had similarities with the people of Nuh alayhi salam, who were misguided and misled. That the chief of the Quraysh people, they had the wealth, they had the power, they were proud of their many children and families and all that, and their tribes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you keep doing those things, then look at the consequences of the people of Nuh alayhi salam. What happened to them? That will be your consequences as well. So I think now all these words are clear, mashallah. Yes. Alhamdulillah.
I just have one question.
Yes.